This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Today in Wichita, Kansas, police are continuing to search for clues in a serial murder case. Yesterday, Dennis Rader, the man authorities say is the so-called BTK killer, was charged with 10 counts of murder. Investigators believe Rader is responsible for the series of Wichita area killings that began over 30 years ago, spawning a sort of all-too-real urban legend. Roy Wenzel is a reporter with the Wichita Eagle.
I moved here 9 years ago, and people, that's one of the first things you heard about, was that there was some sort of a boogeyman who lived in this town and once in a while went out and hunted somebody down and stalked them and waited for you to come home and gotcha.
The Wichita killings began in 1974 with the strangling deaths of a family of four in their home. Soon after, local newspapers and television stations began receiving a series of messages containing details about the murders that only the killer could have known. These were signed with the code words, bind them, torture them, kill them, and that's how he became known as BTK. Then, in 1991, the messages and the killings stopped. Until March 19th of last year, when another message appeared, this time at the Wichita Eagle. Reporter Roy Wenzel picks up the story.
The reporter we've got here who has for many years been the expert on BTK is a guy named Hearst LaViana, who's just a terrific reporter. So Hearst is one morning comes over to my desk, and he's just opened this envelope, hands it to me, and he says, "What do you make of this?" And it had three photographs of a woman lying on the floor. And a picture of a driver's license with Vicki Wagerle's face on the driver's license, and that's really all there was. And so we kind of looked at it, and I said, "I don't know, what do you make of it?" He says, "I don't know, it's just real strange. It looks like almost like crime scene photos, doesn't it?" So yeah, kind of does. Well, who sent this? So he shows me the envelope, and the return address on it was all very neatly typed. It said, "Bill Thomas Killman." And I shrugged and said, "I don't know, what do you make of that?" He says, "Bill Thomas Killman the first letters are BTK. I said, "Oh, man, do you think?" And so we just kind of, you know, look at it. And all of a sudden, I saw him just kind of just straighten up in his chair. This is like 3 or 4 minutes later. He says, "Look at the photographs again of the woman." And I did, and I didn't see anything. I said, "What?" He says, her hands have been shifted. Her hands have been moved. And I said, "Okay, yeah." He says, "These are not crime scene photos. The cops would never do that at a crime scene. This is BTK. He's sending us a message." And I said, "Ooh." And both of us were just, "Oh, no."
It's creepy.
So Hearst knows the detectives and called, went over there, and as soon as somebody knowledgeable over there took a look at it, they knew right away that it was him.
Dennis Rader lived in that community for decades.
Yeah.
So tell us about him. What was he known for? What was he like?
Well, I spent yesterday talking to people who were in the Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts with him, and they all liked him a lot. I mean, they really did. They say he was very attentive, very good with kids. One of the things that we're finding as we're talking with people is that there doesn't seem to be a lot of in-between about this gentleman. I've talked to several people besides the scout people who just say he, as this compliance officer enforcing dog catching and how tall your grass is in Park City, he was very demanding and arrogant and talked down to people. Other people, like the scout people, never saw that side of him. They saw him. They all said they would have trusted him with their, and they did. They trusted him with their kids, with their family members. They were in his house. They liked him a lot.
So far, what do we know about the evidence against Mr. Rader?
Well, very little, except that the police seem to be pretty confident that this is the guy. I mean, they usually couch it in all sorts of qualifiers, and they say that you know, the investigation is ongoing and we can't comment even about whether whatever. And with him, they've just said into the cameras, it's him.
Now, in news reports, it's been speculated or bandied about that there is some DNA evidence.
Yeah, and they don't answer that question either, but I don't think they would really be saying this unless they had that, because they had DNA from several of the murder scenes, and we know that they are pretty tuned in about how to use investigative techniques to connect those dots. So you can draw your own conclusions from that.
Roy Wenzel is a reporter with the Wichita Eagle covering the BTK case. Thank you.
Thank you.